This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the line on the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio, as well as selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country. And we're also on leading independent stations all around the countryside, too. And don't forget, we are heard around the world by the Internet. We've got a couple of really good sources tonight with a lot of listeners. I've been watching this. I guess they call it Radio Guama in India. And they are carrying my show. We have about 8,000 people listening to us in India right now, according to their own stats. And then we've got radio waves in Germany, which is also Internet, that picks us up off the Internet, that's playing us over there as well. Now, all of that being said, we also are on the satellite, so we get to be heard anywhere by anybody that has that receiver to pick them up. That includes any radio station anywhere at any time. And a lot of stations do that, and we don't even know who they are that are taking a signal, but, well, we find out eventually. But a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's also not forget the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail carriers. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling all the petrol products that we need to have. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's how you find us over there. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And the website is simply CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Okay, we're going to jump right over to the phone lines here, pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And the people on the porch are up there. There's no mosquitoes tonight because they sprayed for them. And there's no malaria because they got that under control. 84 degrees, mostly clear skies still, my friend.
Well, that's amazing. That's pretty good.
All right. Now, before we get to the caller that's holding on the line, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance and get going. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, you ready for a caller?
Of course.
Here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bob. I'm calling from Palm Springs, California.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm okay. I just want to give a little history about Hunter Biden. When he was a two-year-old little boy behind his mother who was driving that car.
Uh-huh.
And that was not an accident. That was a deliberate hit, and the blood from his mother went all over that poor little boy in the back seat.
Uh-huh.
And that was Nixon's plumber's unit, death squad, Gordon Liddy, going after newly elected Senator Joe Biden, who wasn't supposed to win. They looked upon him as like another Kennedy, but without the money. And what Hunter Biden had to endure, and that post-traumatic stress syndrome, and him being a victim of his mother and his sister in the front seat, being murdered in a double murder carried out by Nixon, and then Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon for all his crimes. So Hunter Biden is a victim of a double murder of his mother and his sister, carried out by that Nixon and his Gordon Liddy and his plumbers unit and that death squad at Nixon.
Can I ask?
I think that Hunter Biden deserves our love and compassion.
Can I ask
you? It's a miracle he's overcome.
Can I ask you? All right, enough of this because you won't let me talk. If you don't let me talk,
okay,
I'll hang up on you. You want to hear something? Here's what I want to say. Where's your proof?
Where's my proof? My proof is investigations I've done for Robert F. Kennedy, my senator from New York, and I found
out. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Robert Garner. I live in Palm Springs, California.
All right, well, we'll check you out and see what it is you've done, and then we'll make a gun.
Oh, what I've done,
statement.
I ran for Congress in 1994 in Hawaii.
Never heard of you.
And they tried to kill me. I had to jump out of a car.
All right, thank you. Enough of that. Okay, Kyle, I don't know where he's trying to go, but I've never heard of the guy. I've never heard of any of that. I've never seen it anywhere. Have you?
No, it's quite new, but if I'm not mistaken, I'm wondering if the caller, Captain, was trying to build some case that Hunter Biden is
a victim.
He used the word victim. That's right. But the idea is, but does that excuse all of the terrible things Hunter Biden's been up to, or
no.
all those kinds of things?
No.
Is that all right then? I don't think that that is where we go with this.
No. Now, unfortunately for the caller, we have solid, concrete proof and witnesses with documentation on what they're talking about. Not somebody doing investigation that you've never seen any work about. We are going to check this man out, find out who he is, ran for Congress in Hawaii. That's fine. Hawaii, at last I checked, was a blue state, was it not?
Well, I think so. But again, fantastical claims or things like that, yeah, they deserve
to be
edited.
By the way, I was introduced a long time ago and had a relationship, just a basic relationship, with the former senator there, Daniel Inouye, who, by the way, was a highly decorated veteran, World War II. And I was introduced to him by my congressman, R. Walter Riemann, the dairy farmer from upstate New York, when I went down with my high school class to visit. And he was a guy that used to write us back and forth, write our class. We wrote him, he wrote us. But anyway, hold on. I got to come back with more. Captain's America Third Watch will be right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell. Of course, he's the inventor of MyPillow, all-around good guy, patriotic American. Bleeds red, white, and blue. Has about 1,500 people working for him in a small town in Minnesota. Basically keeps the town on his feet. And he is the real deal when it comes to giving people the best for the least. Now, he's got a sale going on right now on just about everything that's in the building. He realizes that people are having a tough time. He realizes that this policy, this economic policy from the Democrats that started with the fundamental transformation of America, is killing the little guy. He realizes that. And he's trying to do something about it. So he's giving a discount up to 80% on items on his website, MyPillow.com, with the promo code CAPTAIN. Use that promo code CAPTAIN, you can save up to 80% on selected items, whether they be pillows, towels, sheets, slippers, pajamas, mattresses, mattress covers, beds, dressers, lights, whatever it is, soap, whatever it is that you might be able to get. Promo code CAPTAIN will save you a bunch of money. Now, you can call them at 800-641-5459 right now and get a person. 800-641-5459. They will not only answer any questions you have, they'll take your order. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Check them out. See what they got. They just might have something you're looking for this 4th of July coming up. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, factually, and I'm going to go factually here because of what we just heard from the caller, a second IRS whistleblower has come forward. As if things weren't bad enough to begin with, they have documentation, including the text message that was sent, where Hunter Biden demanded $10 million from a second Chinese petroleum firm. $10 million. By citing that Joe was the best and their family was the best at getting things done and influencing, and surely the leader of China would be interested in that and all that. So now the $5 million becomes $15 million.
Well, yeah, I understand. We understand from the WhatsApp text that I think he was demanding $10 million. Yeah. And he said that this, you know, my father's sitting in the room here with me. So it's definitely, I mean, that's pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
And, as they move forward. And then, of course, the idea is that, you know, did anybody defer any kind of real investigation about this?
And then somebody came up with a cock and bull story somewhere in the administration that, well, he was under the influence of drugs and he was a recovering addict and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. I did a little research on the program he was enrolled in when he got booted out of the Navy. Remember that?
Right.
He had been out of that program and given a clean bill of health over a year prior.
Well, right. And
so how does that statement that they made have any bearing on what we're now hearing?
Well, I think the technical term is that we run it up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes it.
Well, we checked it out, and it's just not applicable.
Well, right. Your attorney, in this particular case, they're trying to come up with stuff that is going to quell the court of public opinion, for one thing. So it looks like this is a non-issue. Oh, he was addicted, and so he probably did this under the influence, mm-hmm. or he really wasn't responsible for this. But it doesn't sound like an addicted person wrote that text. It sounds pretty coherent to me.
Yep, exactly. You're right. And I have no reason to doubt that the whistleblowers are being accurate. You can look a person in the eye. And my dad always told me, and I'm sure many of you in the audience have heard this, if a person says something to you and they don't look you square in the eye when they're talking to you, they're hiding something.
Yeah, that can often be true. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But the veracity of these whistleblowers, of course, since we can't personally look them in the eye, I mean, it seems like a lot of what we're hearing about them, the fact that they've been involved with these kinds of things before or they're known commodities, then taken in total, this isn't something that's just out of the blue. It's not fantastical. Mm-hmm. In that
sense. Well, the reporters that were running interference for the Bidens during some of their press conferences and right now suddenly are asking some pretty scathing questions. They're not getting any answers, but at least they're asking questions, which tells me the tide is being turned, because even them, even those people, they're going, well, wait a minute. We keep hearing more and more and more and more. There's got to be something to this or there wouldn't be more coming out.
Well, that's right. We do have an audio clip, Captain. This is President Biden being asked about reporters if he had any thing to say about his son allegedly coercing Chinese officials. And the president gets a little testy. It's just a quick clip. Let's hear what he had to say.
Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty sick of lying Biden, lying about the economy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the phone line first because this is one of our favorite callers, and we'll see what he has to say. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to that whistleblower today on TV, and he's got six buddies to back him up, two six of the same type of guys.
That's true.
And boy, I tell you what, that is really inflammatory. If they don't do something about Biden on this, I think...
Well, no, wait. This isn't Biden now. They're going after the DOJ and they're going after Merrick Garland. That's what this is all about right now. Biden is secondary.
Right.
This is Garland. I think Garland is going to be forced to quit. And if he doesn't, they're going to bring all this out in the form of an impeachment. And the Biden administration doesn't want any of this stuff that they know about to get out there. And it will.
Right. Exactly right. That's exactly true. And this kind of proves how totally involved they are in this thing, because if we don't have a DOJ that works and we don't have a
FBI.
IRS that's...
FBI, too.
Yep. One other thing I wanted to mention, Captain, is I saw a movie on called Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Right.
And that really highlights the difference of how things have changed in the past few decades and stuff like that, and kind of how it all started. And the other movie that I saw that I really loved was called The Gallant Hours with Jimmy Cagney. Boy, was that a good movie about the military and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cagney was a great character actor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all on Tubi, a channel called Tubi. They've got some great old movies. But anyway, I'll let you get back to your guest. See you later.
Thank you. Okay. And Kyle, any comment?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I remember going to see that movie theater long ago, back in the day.
Okay. Well, yesterday, the Fed chairman, Mr. Powell, just before Joe Biden stood up there and gave his speech about how great the economy was, actually trash-talked the economy and the way it was being handled. Did you hear him?
No. What did he say?
He was at the Economic Bank Forum. He dumped upon Biden's economy and how our economy was stagnant and it really wasn't growing as much as it should be, and the stagnation was there, and he predicted the economy was going to drop off in 2024, 2023. It was going to be going to go down, and we were going to be lower than the rest of the Western companies in terms of GDP and whatnot. And Biden's out there going, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this. What a lying piece of you-know-what. Nobody is doing better unless they're getting money under the table, a la Joe Biden style.
Well, the Bidenomics is what the watchword of the day has been, at least over the last 24 hours or so, and that's because it's a coordinated effort.
Sure.
They've got to try to make you feel better about the economy, but they don't have much to work with, but they have to say something, and this is what they're doing, but yeah, I don't think anybody's buying it.
Well, the small business people I talk to, regardless of their party affiliation, are not doing as well. They've had to make all kinds of changes. Some people have actually had to change what it is they were doing in terms of retail and try something different. Maybe it's worked. Maybe it hasn't. Maybe they've gone out of business. Maybe they packed their bags or headed somewhere else. But your state of California is a perfect example. And some of the big blue states, the businesses are packing up in droves and leaving and going elsewhere. And they're not going to another blue state. They're coming to where the state taxes are not as high. They're coming to where the cost of living is not as high. They're making their move. They're being very successful where they're moving to. They may be starting new businesses, but guess what? They're all doing better because they got out of those rat-ass blue states where they get sucked into the coffers with the tax money because, like you, somebody's got to pay for the people that are leaving, and it ain't going to be me.
You got that right.
I was waiting for that answer. All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Yeah. USA News Update. The Federal Reserve says that all 23 major American banks passed a stress test, surviving a severe recession scenario. Despite a projected loss of nearly $550 billion, the banks maintained minimum capital levels and continued lending to consumers and businesses. President Biden says his economic policies are focused on inclusive economic growth, citing the highest post-pandemic economic growth among nations.
Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Speaking in Chicago today, he criticized previous administration's tax cuts benefiting corporations and the wealthy. The remnants of the Titan submersible have made their way to Canada. A ship carrying pieces of the wreckage retrieved from the ocean floor, where the vessel suffered a catastrophic implosion, returned to port this morning. A crane was seen unloading the debris, including the nose of the Titan. John Schaefer, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All righty. The Captain's America Third Watch rolling along on a Thursday morning. And, of course, we enjoy being able to talk to you, and you can talk to us at 877-969-8600. And as long as you're polite, we'll have no problem with you. But don't try to talk over the host. I will put you on hold, and that's where you'll stay until I decide to hang up on you because you're not being polite. And we like being polite and being able to carry on a two-way conversation. Now, I want to bring Kyle back into the mix. Kyle, I found a couple things out here.
Okay.
The individual's name that he gave me, there is no listing of anybody doing anything that he said.
That's very, yeah, very interesting.
And I did a search on the internet on two different sources. Not one word. Not one word. So, therefore, somebody was trying to schnooker us.
It's quite possibly.
You can't
so,
not be on the internet these days for things that were done 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, maybe even 100 years ago. You can't. It's there. Your record is there, whether you want it there or not. The only people that you can't find out anything about are people that have been in law enforcement, people that have been in the fire service, emergency medical, because we're protected by law because people can't come after us and sue us for things we've done while we've been in the fire service or police department or whatnot. That's something that's just there. So other than that, your record is out there for anybody to see.
Yeah, you're right about that. So we'll see. I mean, somebody has information. They have a claim and they want to make a claim. Then that's their business. Yeah.
Yeah, they go through the department, not the individual. But anyway, the Supreme Court has rejected a novel legislative theory about elections, but is leaving the door open for the 2024 election challenges that are sure to come.
Well, that's right. There was a controversial theory that might have changed the way that elections can be run. The court made a 6-3 ruling on Tuesday that pretty much put the kibosh on that. So it evidently the courts are saying that the states still can act within what they call the ordinary bounds when looking at laws that govern federal elections.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely made a change. Yes.
Now, Attorney General Barr, former Attorney General Barr, made an interesting comment yesterday about the Democrats. He said the Democrats in Congress are trying to erase the past, and it's pretty clear evidence that we've now entered the Twilight Zone.
Right. I think is he talking about the Democrats in Congress, or are they looking at the Republicans who are looking to try to expunge the impeachments of Donald Trump?
That may be part of it, and I have no problem with expunging the impeachments now that we know all that crap was just that, crap. And Adam Schiff was just that, the crapola person in charge, and Adam Schiff belongs in a jail cell.
Well, yeah, and of course, I think, especially in the court of public opinion, that's very significant. But I think what Bill Barr's talking about, he's talking about the idea of basically, and he compared it to 1984. But again, that's his opinion about it.
Now, I keep hearing the Trump people talk about, you know, Trump's up by 40 or 50 points or something like that over his closest rival, DeSantis, and that may be true. In a lot of the polls that are out there, but in the state of Wisconsin, there's a new poll that came out that shows DeSantis and Trump neck and neck in that battleground state, Wisconsin. So isn't that interesting?
Well, it is interesting, and certainly we know that there would be some kind of tightening in the polls once Governor DeSantis becomes a much more known item, a known commodity outside of what people might have known about him as being the governor of Florida and that things that would make the national news from time to time. So is that tightening? And so people are going to get polled in these polls. You know, they're starting to learn who he is and forming an opinion.
Now, I could be wrong on this, but I think the first GOP debate is July 11th. Is that correct?
With
all the candidates?
No, I thought it was the GOP. I thought it might be in August sometime. That's what I recall.
Well, anyway, the first one that comes up is a GOP debate. Is that right?
Yes.
So, Donald Trump is now mulling missing the first GOP debate because he's going to have his own event that night. But doesn't want to be on the stage with 12 or 13 or however many people are going to be there. And actually, that's way too many. You know, they got to do something about these candidates. And I don't even know how they're going to choose the candidates to be on stage. They got people that got half a point, 1 point. What are they doing up there?
Yeah, good question. Well, I think the central question for Donald Trump is or anybody who would be ahead in the polls is the way it is, generally speaking. And that is, why go give a platform to everybody else, because they're just going to come after you, and they can only benefit, and you can only, be drawn down from it. So that's where I think they're thinking about. For him to hold his own event is interesting in itself, but eventually, though, the candidates have to debate, and looking like you're picking a debate, no matter who you are, cannot maybe sometimes sit well with the voters, because bet your bottom dollar, if the Trump doesn't show up to that, it's going to be all about Donald Trump and, like, you know, letting Chris Christie just loose on this whole thing. I mean, that's exactly where all this would go.
Yeah, very true. By the way, Daniel Penny, the former Marine, the subway person who defended off a person that was trying to threaten passengers on a train who had actually threatened to kill some of them, has entered a not guilty plea, being charged now with second degree manslaughter.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, unfortunately, I think there's a lot of things that are swirling around this case. I think a lot of people think that maybe this should have never been brought, because it, in and of itself, it's a terrible tragedy of what happened.
Well, let me just point something out. Now, this is District Attorney Bragg about these charges, right?
Right.
All right. And a district attorney yesterday in a neighboring borough dropped the charges against someone who killed somebody with a knife by calling it self-defense and talking about how he had a right to defend himself by whatever means necessary, and therefore there were going to be no charges brought against the guy because he took out his knife and stabbed the other guy to death. Now, that sets a precedent for this case, in my opinion. And I'm not a lawyer.
Well, but it certainly shows that maybe there's some very radically different approaches to self-defense. Daniel Penny can certainly say he was not only defending himself, but he was defending other people who were on an obvious peril as a result of somebody who was unbalanced and making threats and acting erratically. So now what are we supposed to do in our society? Just sit back and watch the mayhem until eventually somebody arrives?
And this other district attorney who was right there in New York City in one of the other boroughs made this decision yesterday, and I'm telling you, they're going to use that. They can use that as a defense because of what he said.
Well, they can certainly go. It goes into the hopper, and because it's selective prosecution, you could certainly make an argument for that. But because, Captain, there was this, unfortunately, because this, as I was saying, this is a terrible tragedy, but now it's got a racial element to it because everything in our society is being racialized in one form or another, and I think they missed the mark here because this has nothing to do with race. It's not somebody going out and doing a hate crime on another person, which is wrong, and you don't do that because of somebody's race, but there was no racial component here.
Right. So anyway, we're getting ready to come up on the break here. Here comes the music. We're going to be right back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible report. And yeah, it's smoky up in the north. The upper Midwest and the Northeast is just inundated with smoke. Airplane flights are still having a problem. We don't know if our buddy Bill Bunkley got off the ground wheels up last night over to Israel with his tour group or not. Wow, what a mess. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
goes out to everybody in California. You need some high voltage for all those electric cars and electric lawnmowers and electric refrigerators and electric this, that, and the other. Got to get some high voltage. And, Kyle, that concludes you too there, friend.
That's right. Well, we used to get high voltage from San Onofre, but we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, or somebody. But the thing, and by the way, let's not forget the, let's see, what is it, the charcoal ovens and the what's the other one? Wood burning ovens, right? And you can't have gas. And you can't have gas stoves either.
That's right.
And to that I say, watch me. All right, listen.
Well, before you know it, I was just going to say, before you know it, we'll be back in the Stone Age, right?
Well, they did all right for the caveman. But anyway, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, out west tonight, of course, we do have some heat that's going to be coming up. It's going to be pretty significant. So if you're in the American Southwest right now, you definitely have some heat watches and warnings to deal with. Southern New Mexico, heat advisories there. Also, excessive heat watches coming up for southern Arizona, parts of central Arizona, and west on over to Kingman, up through Las Vegas. Of course, everything sort of west of Tucson has got an excessive heat watch. It's going to be mostly in the California high desert. It's not really encompassing Los Angeles, Orange, or Riverside, or San Diego counties at this point, but, of course, that could change. Central California, excessive heat warnings and advisories coming online there as well. And then up in Reno, as you head out Reno up I-80 towards Winnemucca, you're definitely going to have some hot weather coming in for the 4th of July weekend. So if you're trucking through there, you want to be very, very careful of that, especially where your own antifreeze and all the stuff and the stuff to keep your engine cool is concerned. So make sure you double check all that. Heat advisory in southern Oregon as well. And then also, let's check this out here. Looking at our radar map here, just real briefly, a lot of that rain that we had on I-76 coming out of Denver last hour is starting to dissipate, mostly on I-20, on I-76. It's mostly around Fort Morgan right now, and then east of Sterling as you head towards Nebraska. So be careful out there.
Well, the best thing you can do is stay out of the south, the mid-south, because from the eastern half of Texas, eastern half of Oklahoma, the eastern edge of Kansas, on up to the border with Nebraska, all the way across to, let's see here, southern Indiana, western Kentucky, western Tennessee, Alabama, and the panhandle of Florida, you're going to have extremely excessive high temperatures. Now, let's start with the rain that I'm looking at on the map. First of all, the western part of Nebraska from South Dakota in the western corner on down to Colorado, you've got a bunch of rain in there, flood watches and warnings all through that area. Then down in Kansas in the southern part of Nebraska right now, you've had rain going on all night long. There's been some thunderstorms in there. There's been some flood watches in there. There's going to be some excessive heat today during the course of the day. 100-degree temperatures will be the common up through the northern part of Kansas and the southern part of Nebraska. Then the eastern part of Kansas will have 90, 95-degree weather from Kansas City all the way down into Joplin, Missouri, down into Tulsa, Oklahoma City, all the way down to, let's see here, the Metroplex in Dallas, except for up around Texarkana, and also down towards Nacogdoches. There you go. There's a good place I haven't talked about in a long time. 100-plus degree weather, 95 to 100-degree weather all the way down to Galveston, Texas, and then all the way east with some coastal flooding from the water coming down from up above where we had a lot of rain way up north, all the way over to Mobile, Alabama, and Pensacola, Florida. We'll have 100-degree-plus temperatures all the way on up from I-65 up through Tennessee, up through to the Kentucky, and then over in Mississippi, going up by 55, 100-degree temperatures all the way up to Memphis, Tennessee, and then on up into the southeastern corner of Missouri, southern part of Indiana, and southern part of Illinois. Arkansas, about half the state's covered with 100-plus degree temperatures today, and some flood watches for the thunderstorms they've been having over there. And the smoke is generating not only cancellations of flights in various cities, but it's interfering with people's breathing and whatnot. And the other thing is, folks, rain and lots of it up in Canada and the northern upper peninsula of Michigan and the northeastern corner of Minnesota is not putting a damper on the smoke at all. As a matter of fact, it's just as bad or worse as what it was. Normally, that would do something about the smoke, but nope, not happening. So eastern Minnesota, all of Wisconsin, eastern Iowa, most of Illinois, most of Indiana, all of Michigan, the lakefront from Toledo all the way across to Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way through upstate New York now, all of upstate New York, I-87 north to Quebec, and all the way from Connecticut, all the way to Massachusetts over to Buffalo on the New York Thruway, all of Pennsylvania, all of Delaware, all of Maryland, all under a heavy smoke advisory. You've seen the pictures. And smoke is down as far as the mountains of North Carolina, the mountains of West Virginia, the northeastern mountains of Kentucky, South Carolina, up in the mountains, and the mountains north of Atlanta in Georgia as well. What a day. Kyle, Truckers Highway and Byway Reports brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Tell us about it.
That's right, folks. Don't forget, you can check out the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Go to their website, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. Find out all about their great offers and how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy during the summertime. And once again, pilotflyingj.com.
Okay, hold on a second. Denise Simon, founder of StoneCode.com, is with us. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things with you after the break. However, we do have something interesting that's popped up here, and it happens to be something that the Department of Justice just told us about with the graft and corruption and the fraud dealing with the COVID thing. They made a whole bunch of arrests, but hold on, because we are going to be taking a break. It's coming up on it right now. Caller, you can hang on. I'll get to you in just a second. And, folks, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics, will take your calls at 877-969-8600. Kathy is going to take us to break, so let's go on with Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.